This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment with the iconic David Icke of DavidIcke.com. And, of course, we're going to name this interview once it's uploaded. Is David Icke on God and Demons. And then, of course, Drew Hernandez, loaded for bear, about to take over. Next segment. So you wanted to get into the nature of God and then a little bit about the book, the new book, David Icke.
Yeah, I think, you know, all the different religions, it's a bit of a divide and rule, really, because there's a lot of things that they agree on. So what is God? What a Christian will call God, I call the infinite. It's a force that pervades the entirety of existence. And you can connect with it and be inspired by it, or you can be separated from it and thus be demonically manipulated. And this, what I called earlier, the truth vibrations, this vibrational change that's going on, that's breaking up this simulated mind prison, it's what a Christian would call God, what I would call the infinite. It's actually making it happen. And this is what this demonic realm, this demonic force is retreating from as it imposes itself more and more on this simulated nonsense. And that's why it's coming in, the demonic realm is coming more and more into this reality in its retreat. And that's why we're seeing all these bizarre things going on in this chaos. But, you know, instead of saying, do you believe in the Christian God or do you believe in the Islamic God or whatever, it's a force of love. It's a force of wisdom. It's a force that holds the entirety of infinite reality together. And whatever we call it, that's what it is. And instead of being divided and ruled by our perceptions of it, let's just be brought together by understanding that it may be different things to different people, but it's actually the same force we're talking about. And it is in the process of bringing an end to this nonsense. But we're going to have chaos and upheaval because if you corner a rat, it's not going to go quietly. And that's what we're experiencing. We're experiencing the demonic realm and its cult expression in our reality are being cornered. And it's thrashing out and it's desperately doing everything it can to hold on to its power. And, you know, it will for a little while. But it's over, lads. It's over, boys. It's over, people. It's just a matter of it playing out.
Powerful information. In the time we have left, give us a sneak peek of the new book.
Yeah, it's called The Dream because this, what I call the simulation, and more, of course, mainstream scientists are saying, actually, it does look like it's a simulation. It just so many mysteries of life disappear once you realize this is a simulation. It's an induced dream. It's what it is. Do you know, years ago, if I've got time quickly to tell you, years ago, when I was a journalist, I'd wake up in the morning in bed and I'd put the radio on, you know, BBC Radio 4 or something, the current affairs show. And I'd maybe fall back to sleep, you know, many days. And then I'd wake up, thought I'd been asleep for ages, it was just a minute or so. And I'd have a dream, a very vivid dream. And that vivid dream, when I woke up, was actually related to what the radio story or discussion was about. So it was an induced dream by what I was hearing subconsciously. And this simulation is an induced dream. And we can stop being controlled by it. And I explain in the dream what this dream is and how we can take our power back from it. And we can.
Thank you so much. It's always great to talk to you. But this is the interviews just get better and better. I hope when the book comes out, you'll join us again soon. David Icke, DavidIcke.com. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, mate. See ya.
Wow, that was powerful. All right, Drew Hernandez is set to take over right now. Please remember, we're listener-supported. Nitric Boost is so good for your blood, your whole body. Dr. Mikovits has said it's the best formula out there. It cleans everything out. You need it. It's all on sale, InfoWarsStore.com, with the July 4th super sale that's ongoing. Double Patriot points on all your orders. Thank you for your support, but you really need these products. They really enrich your life. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. InfoWars is a one-of-a-kind operation. And so please go to InfoWars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one time or recurring. You have a little profile there. Cancel anytime. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it. You just click it. And then you decide when you want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. Instead of making 20, 30, 40% like we do on the products. But these really are amazing products. The big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free. And that's just as important as keeping us on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you. Is a huge Wall Street insider, a member of the club. He's coming out saying RFK Jr. is right to question the shots. Talk show hosts, political leaders, top rappers, they're all coming out against the New World Order. Humanity is waking up big time right now, and all glory goes to God. I want to hand the baton now to the great Drew Hernandez to give us the latest developments unfolding the next hour ahead of Owen Schroyer that takes over in 1 hour, 3 p.m. Central. Drew Hernandez.
Alex, thanks for having me. I definitely think that what we're watching right now in real time is millions. You're seeing millions of people wake up to the reality that all of this is in existence. You know, people can't just sit and stand by anymore and just kind of like sit on the fence. I mean, the devil owns the fence. I mean, these evil forces own the fence. People just want to sit by. They want to sit there and say, well, you know what? There's two types of mindsets that I think are kind of imploding on people that might, you know, we call normies or, you know, your kind of average NPC that's just kind of like paying, you know, not attention, but watching the news, turning on local news, you know, whether they're in California or New York or Austin, Texas or Arizona, and kind of slightly in the know of what's going on locally. The problem is you have two types of mindsets. The first type of mindset is someone that sits there and absolutely denies everything that they're watching in real time, especially if they lived through 2020 and the lockdowns that came from foreign entities in foreign lands, the World Health Organization, you name it, all these entities that are demonically and satanically charged, that are unelected somehow, some way. The great high priest, Dr. Fauci, gained more power than the president of the United States at the time. And I would argue even to this point in time right now, these unelected bureaucrats have that same kind of power to influence policy at the top in the White House, and then it gets distributed throughout the entire land at the local level, starts federally, and then goes out to the local level. I would argue, listen, right now that the two mindsets that are dangerous to the normies and the NPCs right now are people that I would say are in absolute denial. They watch this stuff all unfolding. They see it happening in real time. They get a little bit of red pilled every now and then. They get a little bit of that dose. They'll get an Alex Jones clip on their timeline. They'll get a Drew Hernandez, an Owen Schroyer, a Harrison Smith. It'll pop up somewhere on their timeline somehow. Or maybe all the base info warriors out there, they're sharing the transmissions. They're sharing the info. They're sharing the intel. Maybe somehow, some way, they just got red pilled right now listening to David Icke about, you know, this interdimensional world that we all live in that obviously is in charge and empowered by Lucifer and Satan himself. People jacking in, jacking out of the Matrix. Listen, people will see that and they'll still say, well, that's not real. They'll still say, well, that's not actually happening. They'll still sit there. And not all the info warriors that are watching that are based, that are band.video right now, watching on band.video. No, I'm talking about people that see this stuff. They get that dose. They get offered the red pill by Morpheus. They have the decision to make. The blue pill, you stay in the Matrix. You stay in enjoying the meat. You stay in enjoying everything that's the simulated environment. Everything you touch, everything you sniff, everything that you encounter, everything that you're interfacing with. Take this blue pill. You go back to sleep. I never existed. You never even had a thought or an idea of jacking out and waking up. Those people that decide to choose that way, they take that blue pill, they continue to take it continually. It's not like a one-time blue pill, you know? It's kind of actually a continuous thing because there's so much information coming out. Right now, the way that the Matrix is, it's like this simulation. You guys remember the movie? I think it was Godzilla versus Kong, the most recent one. And they had King Kong in this simulated environment. And he would throw trees, he would pull trees out of the ground, and he'd throw them up in the sky, and it would like almost breach. It was like this arena that he was stuck in. And the arena had an absolute simulated environment. It was all these LED screens all over, and they had him in a simulated environment that meant to look like, to feel like, to smell like his home. But obviously, he was trying to breach it. And whenever he would throw these gigantic trees up at the ceiling, would almost breach and break through the building, and the screens would all static and break. And see, that's what's happening right now, guys. That's happening right now on a daily basis. You got Alex Jones, you got Owen Schroyer, you got Drew Hernandez, you got all these, you know, info warriors, these based individuals, these based talk show hosts, these based political figures, based, you know, even Gen Zers and people that are in the mainstream culture, people that are waking up, getting red pilled, just throwing palm trees, throwing these giant red pills at the simulated screens, and they're breaking and they're breaching. Well, at the same time, all the normies are watching and they're discovering and they're looking at the sky and they're saying, why is the sky turning into static? Why is the sky almost breaking? Why? I thought everything that I ever knew about my entire life was actually in existence. I thought that was reality. Why is there another reality that seems to be breaching through what all these guys are throwing up at the ceiling and absolutely shattering the Matrix? You see, but here's the dangerous part. Is you got people, we're throwing red pills, we're all Morpheus, baby. We are all Morpheus. Info Warriors, Alex Jones, doesn't matter. We're all Morpheus, baby. Dishing red pills, launching red pills. We got red pill grenade launchers, man, on a daily basis, just launching these things all over the place. It's just, the New World Order can't stop it at this point. Too much information, that's why they want to suppress it, that's why they want to shut it down, that's why they want to censor, that's why they want to ban absolutely everyone. And the reason they want to do this is because we are breaching that Matrix. We are shattering those LED screens. We are showing the public, we are showing the world just how simulated the entire environment is, and we're unmasking the one at the top of it all. And it's Satan, it's Lucifer, the prince of the power of the air, the commander of chief when it comes to the demonic powers and the kingdom of darkness here on planet Earth. He's the one in charge. He's got his demonic cronies. They're all like a military. They're all structured militarily. They're all structured geographically around planet Earth. They are all placed in strategic places. And you guys, listen, the Info Warriors, you're all launching your grenades. You're launching your red pill grenades. You're launching your red pill grenade launcher. We got like a red pill, you know, laser from space just breaching those LEDs. You see, the problem when we do this, and it's not a problem that we're doing it. The problem is you still, and it's so mind blowing. It's so mind blowing. I think the reason why this happens is people are so comfortable in the Matrix. Because I'm still on the first mindset. Maybe I'll get to the second mindset at the second segment. All right? The first mindset is an individual that continually gets the red pill. They get it every day. You're getting it from Alex. There it is right there. There it is. That's us. That's Alex Jones. Boom. Drew Hernandez. Owen Troy. Boom! Breaching that Matrix. Shattering it entirely. And people are waking up. There's Alex right there. Infowars.com! Infowars.com, baby! Band up video! Open your mind! You see what I'm saying? But that's what's happening. And there it is, right there. That's the total darkness. You live in a dark simulated AI world that's all satanically empowered. There's Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, all freaking out. How do we patch this? We gotta patch this. Get us a patch. Get us a patch. Mark Zuckerberg, get down here. Let's revive Jack Dorsey. Get him down here. We need Bill Gates. Put a patch in. Put a patch in. Alex Jones, InfoWars. True, they breached again. Shut down the patch. You know, the sad God honest truth is that this is all true. This is the war. This is the info war. This is the technological futuristic war that the Bible has spoken about, where you have the centralized economy. You have the cashless society. You have all these systems in place. If you were to tell someone, I mean, a lot of the theologians that would read the book of Revelation really had a hard time understanding how in the world would a one world economic system be enforced? How would that happen? Because they didn't have the ability to comprehend such a technology at the time without their minds venturing into some kind of magic, with which by the Bible forbid. But now we know if you live in 2023, you know exactly how that's going to go down. You got the World Economic Forum. You got the United Nations. They're all literally calling for the cashless societies. And there's no excuse at this point. There's so many red pills going out, so many red pill grenades going out, so many red pill grenade launchers. You know, we got red pill nuclear warheads, man. We got the new codes to the red pills called the gospel. It's called Jesus Christ. All right. We got those warheads locked and loaded, baby. And we are here every single day. We are here every single day communicating to the public, pulling people out of the matrix. But that first mindset, guys, and that first mindset is someone that is continually getting these red pills. They're seeing those breached LED screens. They're seeing that there's two choices, and they continue to take that blue pill over and over and over and over. It's like they're just totally sedated, man. The blue pill is a total just... It's a substance to sedate you, not only to keep you jacked into the matrix, but it's to keep you numb and sedated so you don't wake up. But every now and then, that red pill, it will wake you up, but they'll still deny it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Alright guys, I'm for real. I'm telling you guys, that first mindset of the individual that gets presented the red pills or the blue pills. You know, the problem with the blue pill is that's just it's a sedative, man. It keeps you sedated. And it keeps you asleep. You know, it's interesting, they think that they're woke, but in reality they're all asleep. The ones that are truly awake are those that are truly born again. They not only see the truth, but they accept the truth. They lay their pride aside. And they lay their pride aside. And in order to really accept the truth, you're going to have to admit you're wrong at some point. Because all of us end up in a place in our lives where we thought we knew one thing. And then Morpheus, Alex Jones, shows up knocking on your door. And then you realize you knew nothing. You knew nothing. And, you know, we continue to learn. We continue to red pill ourselves. We continue to educate. You know, never stop learning. Never stop downloading truth. Never stop downloading the correct intel. Because the New World Order wants you just kind of like stuck. All right? They want you, oh, well, you know, you went to community college or you went to a four-year college and you graduated and you're done learning. That's it. You're done. You know everything now. No, that's the worst place you could be intellectually. We're supposed to always be learning, always be downloading the correct information, always be advancing intellectually, always challenging and stimulating our minds, always moving forward as an individual. So you get smarter and smarter. You begin to discern the world differently. You begin to be able to, you know, master the art of discernment that's given by God. And if you kind of stay in the same place intellectually for so long, then you're going to end up the type of individual that will get left behind. Okay, because I'll tell you one thing. These New World Order agents of Lucifer, these agents of Satan, a lot of these people are very intellectually advanced. They're not just dummies. I mean, yes, some of them are. You look at the Betterneck puppet. You look at the Joe Biden, the sniffer-in-chief puppet. Some of them, they want those puppets. But some of them are very intellectually advanced. They know their stuff. They know what they're doing. They know how to build satanic, global, you know, corporate, crony capitalistic, centralized, you know, corporations. They know what they're doing. They established the World Economic Forum. They strategically allow themselves to be used as pawns of Lucifer to strategically place these organizations, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization. When the United Nations was implemented, the European Union, it was all just pushing us further and further and further into a one world, new world order. All right, unity sounds great. It sounds amazing. It sounds like let's all just come together and have peace. But who's pushing for the unity? And what kind of unity is it actually? Is it unification around ideologies of evil? Is it unification against, you know, free people, free thinking individuals? Is it unification against Jesus Christ? Is it unification against that which is truly good and that which is truly righteous and just? Is it unification of evil demonic powers going against something that is 100% true, honest, and good? What kind of unification are we talking about here? You see, I'll get to the second mindset. And the second mindset is this, and I think this is the worst. When you get delusional NPCs, people that are, you know, getting presented the red pills constantly, they're seeing those breached LED screens, they're aware something's going on, but they tell themselves it's not happening. That's a horrible low IQ right there. That's a low IQ. That's like infant thinking. That's like, you know, just straight caveman, just, you know, barbarian thinking, just stupid thinking. People that are just like watching something right in front of their eyes. But that's the advancements of the levels of deception that the devil has fully accomplished on millions of humans on planet Earth, which is pretty impressive, by the way. I don't say that in a positive way. I just acknowledge that it's obviously advanced, and this is what we're up against. This is why you must be born again. You must be jacked out of the matrix to truly see what's going on. But the other mindset I'll say is this. This other matrix mindset is someone, and I find this one to be really, really bad because I see it a lot. And I think all the info warriors out there, if you've been a viewer of Alex Jones for maybe just 2 years, right? And you become an info warrior, you're just launching your red pill grenades. You get yourself a red pilled, you know, InfoWars battle tank, and you're just, you know, you're just launching those 40, you're just launching them continually, right? Those anti-tank missile red pills, right? You're launching them at your family, you're launching them at your coworkers. Here and there, you send a text message of an AJ clip from, you know, have you guys seen that one that has been going viral again recently of Alex predicting 9/11 like a couple months before it happened? Like stuff like that, right? People are like, what? What? CIA? I thought Osama bin Laden. What do you mean? Is there any? I remember when my mom got red pilled on 9/11. It was like the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. At first, when my mom became born again, I Christ pilled her and her whole eyes opened up to everything. And but when I red pilled her on 9/11, I was like, hey, let's watch this. Let's just watch this, Mom. What do you think? What do you think? What do you think? What do you think of those controlled demolitions? Do you think that those buildings look very similar to controlled demolitions? You know, what do you think about these experts that are all coming out and saying the same thing, that there's no way that those two buildings could free fall like that? And there's no way that, you know, building in Tower 7 just, you know, happened to fall over because of fires. Oh, and by the way, Mom, did you know what was inside? You know who was inside Tower 7 and everything that kind of disappeared? Oh, by the way, do you know the insurance policy payouts that were all in motion months before that the towers literally were controlled demolition, Mom? And dude, it was crazy. Watching my mom get red-pilled on 9/11, I wish I recorded that. I wish that was like I did a show on that or something. Because you guys know what I'm saying. Anyways, it's a process. See, but here's the thing. I'm getting sidetracked. I'm ADD. I'm doing it again. All right, let's get back. Let's get back on track. So the second mindset is someone that gets presented a red pill, all right? Someone that gets presented accurate information. I'm not talking about some like far out, unconfirmed, you know, not accurately fact checked story or information. And when I say fact checked, I'm not saying Snopes. I'm saying like, no, that you really sought this thing out. You are a free thinker. You got this thing down yourself. This is reality, baby. All right. You see, the problem with the second mindset is someone that gets the red pill. And it's like the denial is when they go back to the blue, but they tell themselves while they do it, that could never happen to me. This is a mindset that I find insane because it's one thing to sit there in total delusion and say, well, that's not happening. I'm sitting in my house. My house is burning down. My children are all incinerating. They're all dying. But you know what? It's not happening. Everything is fine. It's like the dog meme. Everything is fine. Everything is great. Everything is totally, totally fine. That's the first mindset that's in just totally, total denial. And someone that's in total denial is someone that is sitting in a burning house. Their flesh is incinerating. They could smell their hair on fire. It's right there in front of their face. It's knocking on their door. The FBI's literally all homosexualed out, all rainbowed, Pride Month, Groomer Month out. All the Sodomites, Sodom and Gomorrah, knocking down their door saying, we're coming for you and your children. All right. You got them running around New York City all chanting, we're coming for your children. They're all out in the open. They're in your house. They're inside the city gates. They're there to abduct your children. Your children are gone. And you are still sitting there telling yourself, this isn't happening. Everything is fine. Guys, you got to wake up. And I'm not saying the info warriors. I'm saying those that are.
This is the biggest sale of the year so far. The July 4th Super Sale just started yesterday, up to 60% off and double Patriot points. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. BrainForce Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Cat, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. That's, you gotta get that. That's selling out. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Triple Vitality, same as the Male Vitality, but the Male sold out, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours of the energy, 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The Clean Iodine, The Missing Link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole Food Multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Platinum products, 25% off. The best deals you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Want to thank you guys for rocking with me here on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, exclusively on InfoWars.com, band.video. Make sure to support the InfoWars store right now. Go get a product, guys. Make sure to support the InfoWars. It's the only way right now to keep band.video, InfoWars, free speech systems alive. I'm going to tell you right now, guys, all right? This is independent media. It's supported by the people, we the people, that is you the people, all the based InfoWarriors out there. You keep this machine alive. You are the gas. You are the jet fuel. All right. You are the rocket fuel to take InfoWars to outer space, to red pill all of humanity. Without you guys, there is no future. Without you guys, there is no continuing. Without you guys supporting the great products in the store, I'm going to tell you right now, everything will collapse by God's grace. He's called every single one of us in this fight to expose the global New World Order, to unmask the devil, to be the light, to expose what's being done in the dark, So make sure to go support InfoWarsStore.com right now. Make sure to go select one of the great products that they have for every single one of you guys. Stop giving your money to the New World Order. Stop going to Welke Gay Target. Stop going to Welke Gay Kohl's. Welke Gay PetSmart. All this garbage. Just start shopping somewhere that's based. And you can start today by going to the InfoWarsStore.com. Get healthy. Stay healthy. Use some of their supplements. Now is the time. If you want to watch InfoWars fall under, if you want to watch it all collapse, I'll tell you one thing. Then don't go. Don't go to the store. Don't go purchase something, because that is how we lose. We encourage every single one of you guys to be able to have these free transmissions, to be able to have these great interviews, to be able to have myself come up on the network. I love it, guys. It is definitely a great honor to be here. Make sure to go support the transmission. Go support the InfoWar now. This is how we do it. Also, I would love to invite you guys to subscribe to my Rumble channel. Go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez or follow me on Twitter @DrewHLive to get all the access to my shows and to all the information and intel that I'm putting out on a daily basis. If you can't find me on Rumble, just go to Twitter @DrewHLive, click the link in my bio, and you will find all of the links to the transmissions and shows that I put on, or go to DrewHLive.com. All right, that second mindset, guys. That second mindset, I got to it 30 minutes into the show. That second mindset, I promise I'm not going to get sidetracked. That second mindset, all right, the first one is someone that is in total denial. They're sitting in the burning house. Their children are on fire. they can smell their skin. They can smell their hair, but they still will not receive that red pill. They still want that blue pill to just make it all go away. They're in total denial that it's happening, right? But I would say the second mindset that is very troubling is someone that does acknowledge it. Someone that does acknowledge Bill Gates. Someone that does acknowledge what the UN is doing. And we're going to get to the story. I promise you guys, we're going to get to the story. I wanted to cover this. I wanted to give my take on it for InfoWars. But I'll tell you, it's someone that is watching what's happening with the UN. It's someone that lived through 2020 and the lockdowns and the World Health Organization and all their tyranny, these unelected bureaucrats that somehow ended up, you know, influencing legislation policy in the United States of America and globally. You know, someone that is kind of paying attention, they get red pilled, they get a video sent to them. Oh, wow, that's interesting. That kind of makes sense. Whoa, look at what the government is doing. What? They want to monitor me? They want a social credit score? A digital currency? Doesn't the Bible kind of like talk about something like that? What is going on here? They locked me down? You see, when you get someone that's kind of, they're seeing the red pill, but they're not taking it, like it's in their hand. It's literally in their hand. The intel's right there, right? They grab the red pill. This is someone that grabs it. And they're looking at it. They're contemplating. They're questioning. They're getting closer. They're getting closer to getting jacked out. They're getting closer to getting jacked out of the matrix. They're almost there. They're like, I think this is true. I think this is all real. It's all real. It's all of it. It's true. All of it. It's like Harrison Ford in The Force Awakens. It's true. The rumors, the stories. It's all true. Right? They're right there. They're about to take it. But they tell themselves, you know what? This could never happen to me. You know what? What's happening in France? That's never going to happen here. They push that red pill further away. Oh, what happened in commie Cuba, Fidel Castro, with the social communism? That's never going to happen here. They push that red pill further away. Really? North Korea? Totally blacked out. You can't even see it on a satellite. You know what I mean? Like, they're just totally dark. That's not going to happen here. This is America. They push that red pill further and further and further away. And they don't even realize they got that blue pill still right there in their hand. And so finally they convince themselves, while everything is happening around them, well, you know, that's never going to happen here. I see all of these tyrannical psychos. I see the World Economic Forum. I see what they're doing. I see that they're calling for a cashless society. They want to monitor everything digitally. They want to monitor my movements. They want facial recognition. The World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, they love China. They all praise the CCP, the same people that literally enslave their people. zero COVID lockdowns. They weld their people into their apartments and burn down the buildings, and they love it and praise it because, well, they're just peasants anyways. More room for us. Maybe we can erect a new building with a facial recognition AI infrastructure to monitor all the other peasants, right? That's how these people think. You know, I know that they're all calling for this. I know that all this tyranny exists, but that's in other parts of the world. That's in other countries. That's in uncivilized countries where they just don't have their act together. See, these are people that are not only in total denial that it's happening, but they convince themselves and they take that blue pill that it can't happen to them. That is a mindset that is not only weak, but that is a mindset that is dangerous. And the reason why that kind of mindset is dangerous, because that's someone that is not only plugged into the matrix, but that's someone that has literally convinced themselves that tyranny does not exist and it cannot happen to them. Actually, I take that back. They do convince themselves that tyranny exists, but it could never happen to them. That is like the type of mindset where I think maybe like a lot of Americans, maybe the past 30, maybe 40 years, kind of adopted where, well, that could never happen here. This is America. Yeah, right. Fascism. Yeah, right. Tyranny. That'll never happen here. Are you kidding me? Look how fast forward things have become. Look how the New World Order and the deep state operatives have gone into overdrive. I would argue just the Trump presidency alone, And once they literally removed him and installed their regime, they went into overdrive. Do you guys remember post J6, everything they were saying on CNN and MSNBC? Oh, yeah, well, the mega parents of children, they should be separated and somehow reprogrammed. Guys, they were saying all this stuff on CNN. Let's reprogram the mega people. Let's reprogram their minds. Let's just, you know, strip them of their children because look how dangerous these people are. They were just foaming at the mouth. They were waiting for a false flag, so they had a reason. They already convinced the public that you're a mega Republican domestic terrorist, and they went further post-2021 with the Biden regime. And they're continuing to this day. They run the psyops on the mind to convince people that you're a threat. They convince people that you're the threat, while in reality they're the threat, while also convincing the normie that I'm talking about that this could never happen to them. These are dangerous types of people. People that take the red pill, but they throw it away because they believe it could never happen to them. Therefore, they take that blue pill sedative and they go back to sleep and go back into the matrix. Because a lot of people, they don't want to rock the boat. You know, for whatever reason, people just, I don't know if it's like this beta cuck, you know what I mean? This beta cucked mentality of passive, you know, not even passive aggressive, just passive men. Passive males, I cannot stand a passive man. It is the most beta thing that it's just so ridiculous. Some of these like male homosexuals, they actually like stand on what they believe. I'm not saying that I'm for that, but like they stand on their own 2 feet. But some of these like beta male conservatives, like, oh, I'm not going to be controversial or speak on Trump because I don't want to offend somebody. And I want to make sure that I, you know, that I win them over. And if I don't, I'm going to offend someone. So we have to find common ground to make sure that you're saying things in a nice way. It's like, shut up! Shut up! I cannot stand passive males and obviously passive females. The passive mentality needs to go because all cucks must go. All cucks!
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You have entered the cuck-free zone. You have entered the cuck-free zone. Infowars.com, Band.Video, The Alex Jones Show, The Fourth Hour. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. I promised you guys we'd get into some of this news, and I wanted to comment on this story. So if the crew is ready, I know we posted it earlier, but I want to get into this. This is a report from the Gateway Pundit, which I think people need to pay serious attention to. The United Nations is trying to seize global emergency powers with support from Biden. So this is clear evidence that the New World Order is attempting to infiltrate the U.S. government at the federal level. This is why I keep telling people Biden is nothing but a vegetable and a puppet, because all of his handlers will be open to the EU, open to the UN, and open to all of these satanic global agendas that they want to deploy to seize power in the United States of America. Here are some details. It's extremely alarming. In September 2024, less than 2 months before the next United States presidential election, the United Nations will host a landmark Summit of the Future, where member nations will adopt a pact for the future. The agreement will solidify numerous policy reforms offered by the United Nations over the past 2 years as part of its sweeping our common agenda platform. Although there are numerous radical proposals included in the agenda, perhaps none are more important than the UN plan for a new, quote, emergency platform, unquote. A stunning proposal to give the UN significant powers in the event of future, quote, global shocks.
whatever the hell that means, such as another worldwide pandemic. Once triggered, the emergency platform would give the United Nations the ability to, quote, actively promote and drive an international response that places the principles of equity and solidarity at the center of its work. What's interesting about this as well is they also get to define how long it lasts, according to the report. So not only will they seize power of the federal government, not only will the United Nations seize power, they get to determine what's the next pandemic, or they get to determine what's an emergency power. It's like martial law on steroids from a foreign land, a foreign entity that's unelected, that's not American, that's coming in and they're attempting to seize power and infiltrating the United States government, bypassing the Constitution, bypassing the United States, bypassing the American people, bypassing American leadership. This is how the New World Order infiltrates and functions. This is why I've been telling people there's a reason why, okay, Puppet Biden was installed. Yes, Puppet Biden is a moron. Yes, Puppet Biden is running around and has no idea where he is. Yes, Puppet Biden is a vegetable. Yes, Puppet Biden belongs in a senior citizen home. Yes, Puppet Biden is totally gone in the mind. Dementia, you name it. But there's a reason for that. It's because of agendas like this. They want to seize power in the United States of America, and they need someone that will not say anything about it. So if they get a vegetable, especially in the executive branch, if they get a vegetable, especially in the Oval Office, if they get a vegetable that will question nothing, that will provide no pushback, that will simply do as they're told, because they're literally, the lights are on, but nobody's home. That's literally puppet Joe Biden. That's why he was installed. Oh, yeah. And that's exactly why you have the diversity hire. Cuckery Kamala Harris, right? That's why she's there. She doesn't know anything. She's not going to provide any pushback. She's going to probably be even worse because they are simply there installed by their New World Order handlers. They are simply put into position strategically for agendas like this. All right, we've all been seeing this developing. I don't know what's going to happen, but I will say this. I will say this is if by some miracle President Trump wins the 2024 election, okay, if by some miracle, somehow, some way, because I don't have an answer yet. I'm like, the election's rigged. Yeah, I see what they did in 2020. And yeah, I'm in Arizona and I saw what they did at Kerry Lake too. All right. And they're not stopping. They're not stopping at all. When they want to do it, they will do it. They will choose whether they want to rig an election or not. This is how banana republics function, and this is how banana republics work. Now, sometimes they'll allow a W. Why? Maybe for strategic purposes. If by some miracle, somehow, some way, President Trump wins the 2024 election, stuff like this is going to be deployed. Mark my words. It already happened in 2020. They already did it in 2020. President Trump rocking and rolling all the way up until right before 2020. Deep State, New World Order, the World Health Organization, CCP, launch the bioweapon, dismantle the economies of the world, literally neuter the United States of America, implement, launch, deploy the World Health Organization, get Dr. Fauci in the White House, manipulate Trump, launch Operation Warp Speed, done, over. All right? That's what happened. That's literally what happened. All right? And people just have to sit there and hold Trump accountable to this kind of stuff. Now, the point I'm trying to make is they let him back in. Don't think for a second they will not deploy that strategy again. They will, because they know it worked once. Now, how Trump will deal with that situation again, I don't know. I mean, my hope and my prayer is that he's somewhat learned all the deep state operatives that were in the cabinet, all the deep state operatives that were in his circle, even some of his own family that were hardcore liberal, totally for, you know, the New World Order and totally for, like, not America first. And understanding how these New World Order operations work, how the World Economic Forum is not your friend, how Klaus Schwab is not your friend, no matter how much they, you know, sit there and show face and smile at you and claim to praise you and want you at your events. Okay, hopefully President Trump has a different approach at dealing with the New World Order, at dealing with the global regime, dealing with the World Health Organization, dealing with the World Economic Forum, dealing with these globalist entities that clearly the United Nations, the EU, that clearly have agendas locked and loaded, baby, locked and loaded. And I'll tell you, once they have this summit, You know that the puppet Biden administration is going to bend the knee to the UN. They're going to bend the knee, give them, oh, this is to protect our people. We had too many Americans, those dirty info warriors, those dirty freedom fighters, those dirty patriots. They didn't lock down. They got people killed. They were the reason why we had COVID deaths. They were the reason. Those dirty peasants that didn't want to take the jabs. Those dirty peasants that did not listen to Dr. Fauci, that did not listen to the great high priest of COVID, that did not mask for mate. Okay? All those peasants, they will get in line. They will get in line this time. Okay? Because you stupid Americans couldn't handle it. You couldn't get your people in check. You're weak. So now we need the UN. We're going to send the UN so when it happens again, you won't have that problem ever again. Yeah. So I come out and say, well, come and take it, baby. Come and take not only the firearms, but come and take the freedom, baby. Come and take my autonomy, baby. Let's go. Anti-New World Order, anti-world government, anti-tyranny. Let's go, baby. There's still millions of us here right now. I'm not calling for violence, but I will call for self-defense against anyone that wants to impose their tyranny and their violence on me. Period. That's what these people want. You think that these people are just going to, you know, peacefully, you know, get you to comply moving into the future? Of course they're not. That's not what this regime is all about. Yes, they'll run psyops, Saul Alinsky. They'll just get the people to accept the tyranny through, like, what they're doing in France, just cause mass chaos, polarize two different groups of people, get them to have a civil war, rip themselves apart, so the people that don't want any a part of it, they're just begging. They're begging for Big Brother to step in and put a stop to all the chaos and bring stability, destabilization. Instead of putting your boot on the neck of society, just run the psyop, run operations on the society, get them to accept the tyranny themselves. You know, that's not what the New World Order is going to do. They might. They can go any way. They can go any way here. But I'll tell you what this is with the UN. If they let President Trump in, somehow, some way, he wins this election 2024. I don't know. By God's grace, by some miracle, it's going to have to happen. All right. Because if you really believe that this election was rigged, who knows what direction they're going to go. All right. There might be a reason why they're starting to strategize. Maybe they'll let him win. Maybe they want to go down that direction again. Maybe this will be the way to secure those UN powers, and they'll do it with President Trump in office, make him look like a fool again, launch another bioweapon, or God knows what it could be. It could be the climate hysteria. It could be anything. What does emergency powers mean, guys? What does that mean? It could be literally, they could come out with the fake alien UFO invasion. They could come out and say, we're being invaded by aliens, guys. Don't look up. Like the movie, don't look up. Don't fact check this. Just believe what we're saying. Go into your home. There's aliens outside. They're hostile. They're all going to kill you. Just stay locked up. They could do anything, anything. They get to define what speech is hate speech, right? They get to define what's authorized or what's unauthorized, right? They get to define everything, and this will be the same thing. Martial law on steroids. They will launch their bioweapon. They will launch their false flag. They will launch the next operation. What that may be, we don't know. But what I will predict and I will say is if they do let President Trump in, you could damn well, this is it. UN is going to seize those emergency powers and they'll launch it under an opponent so they can blame that opponent and seize those powers in the process. This is what the UN is pushing for. This is an official report. This is not fake news. This is not speculation. This is their own writings because the globalists love to put their own agendas out there and their own ideas out there and their own plans. All right, guys, I'll see you guys on the next one. War Room starts in just a couple.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.